Ever just fall down a rabbit hole with a story? You know, one that's so out there, so strange, you kind of know it can't all be true, but you just can't look away.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly where we're heading today. We're diving into something truly bizarre.
Yeah, forget the normal stuff for a bit. We are digging deep into the case of Summer Camp. They called her the Plant Lady back in 1890s Tampa, Florida.
And the stories around her plant shop, well, they're unsettling, to say the least.
Yeah.
We're talking a giant Venus flytrap, people
The
vanishing.
escape from Alcatraz, that sounds like pure fiction. It's a lot.
A whole lot. So our mission today really is to sift through this swamp of weirdness.
Right, trying to figure out what, if anything, actually happened. Was summer camp a monster, a botanist gone mad, or just, you know, a legend that got totally out of hand? Let's jump in.
Okay, let's set the scene first. Tampa, late 1800s, summer camp's plant shop. And the main attraction, the thing everyone apparently whispered about.
This Venus flytrap, but not just any flytrap.
No. Reports claimed it was over 30 feet tall.
30 feet. I mean, just picture that. It's like something out of a, I don't know, a fever dream. A plant that big. How?
That's the immediate question, isn't it? Biologically, it seems impossible. Venus flytraps are small, specialized plants, scaling on up that much.
The structure alone. How would it even stand? And then Summer Camp apparently had this cryptic explanation for its size. She called it locks of protein.
Yeah, and that immediately sends up red flags. Massive red flags. Protein for a plant. Where's that coming from?
It's not like it's catching gigantic insects, right?
Yeah.
You need a serious amount of something to fuel that kind of growth.
Exactly. The usual prey wouldn't cut it. So locks of protein takes your mind somewhere pretty dark, pretty fast, a deliberate, maybe gruesome feeding schedule.
Yeah. Creates some really disturbing mental images,
Ugh.
which leads straight into the next part, the disappearances.
The whispers became actual accusations, especially after one particular account. The claim was that summer camp fed people to her giant plant.
Like 25 people,
Yeah.
which is just horrifying.
And the main source for this part of the story is a guy named Wally Mart. His experience is the absolute core of the horror here.
Right, he apparently got some kind of private nighttime tour of the shop. Sounds weird already.
Definitely. And then, according to him, he wakes up later trapped inside the flytrap.
Inside it, the sheer terror. I can't even imagine waking up in the dark, realizing you're inside this living trap.
It's pure nightmare fuel. But somehow, against all odds, Wally Mart says he escaped.
Okay, but how? That's a huge question for me. If this thing is 30 feet tall, its traps must have been enormous, powerful.
You'd think inescapable, right? Was it a flaw in the plant? Did it not close properly? Or was Wally just incredibly lucky? Or maybe, I don't know, ingenious in his panic?
Did he find some weak spot? We just don't know. But his story, however wild it sounds, is what brought the authorities in.
Yeah, he goes to the police, tells them this unbelievable tale, and they actually raid the shop.
And according to the reports, Summer Camp confessed. Just admitted to feeding 25 people to the plant.
That's the claim. It feels almost too quick, too neat, doesn't it? From weird plant lady to confessed mass murderer in like an instant.
It does. And the town's reaction was immediate and final.
No trial, no careful investigation of this supposed botanical monster, just anger, fear.
And torches. They burn the whole place down.
Right. Which, you know, is understandable given the horrific claims, but it also means the main piece of evidence, this impossible plant, is just gone. Poof, ashes.
Convenient, almost. All we're left with is Wally's terrifying story and the legend. No giant plant to study, no proof of its diet.
Exactly. And then the story takes another completely unbelievable turn. Summer camp gets arrested. And where does she end up?
Alcatraz, which is historically weird in itself, right?
Well,
Wasn't she supposedly the only woman ever held there?
that's the legend, it feels like a detail added for dramatic effect, almost. But it does suggest the authorities took the accusations very seriously, even without the plant. Alcatraz was for the worst of the worst.
So they must have believed something pretty extreme about her. But then comes the escape. The part that really sounds like pure fantasy.
Oh, completely. Get this. During a massive storm, she supposedly builds a glider.
Builds a glider. Inside Alcatraz. How? With what?
Yeah.
Bed sheets and smuggled wire.
Who knows? The story says it was a simple glider. Then she climbs onto the roof during this wild storm, mind you.
And just launches herself into the night and flies away.
That's the tale. It's
Yeah.
breathtakingly absurd. I mean, the skills required, the secrecy, navigating a storm in a homemade glider, it pushes things way past
It
belief.
really does. Was she secretly some kind of genius engineer? Or is this just where the story officially becomes, you know, a tall tale? Pure myth-making.
It feels like the latter, but who knows for sure? Because after that supposed flight...
Nothing. Summer camp vanishes. Never seen again.
Which leaves us circling back to all the questions. What really happened? Who was summer camp?
Was she a serial killer? Using a truly horrifying, unique method? Was she a botanist whose experiments went horribly, horribly wrong, pushing nature way too far?
Or is the whole thing just folklore? Maybe a local bogeyman story that spiraled, attaching itself to this weird plant shop.
And Wally Mart's escape. Still bugs me. Was the plant flawed? Or was he just unbelievably lucky or resourceful? We'll likely never know.
And the glider. I mean, come on. Even with a storm for cover, could that possibly have worked? Or is it just the final, most fantastical layer added to the legend over time?
It's this crazy mix, isn't it? Part horror story, part unbelievable tall tale. Macabre and impossible all rolled into one.
That blend is what makes it stick with you, I think. The locks of protein escaping from inside the plant, the Alcatraz flight.
Yeah.
These details defy easy answers.
So we're left trying to piece together this puzzle with most of the pieces missing or warped. Was she a monster? A mad scientist? A myth.
The not knowing is powerful. It lets your imagination run wild with the possibilities, however dark.
And here's the really unsettling final thought, isn't it? Nobody found. No definitive proof she died during that escape attempt, if it even happened. So, you know, theoretically.
Yeah.
Could Summer still be out there somewhere, maybe found a quiet corner of the world?
Started planning again.
Exactly. It's a chilling idea to leave you with. What really happened to the Plant Lady of Tampa, and what other unbelievable stories are hiding out there?